I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 25. Coming up, Prime Minister reiterates call for Jamaicans to assist in the fight against crime. Quick Prescript app launched and government committed to reducing bureaucracy. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. Exploration company Tullow Oil is now conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. The survey will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is again calling on more Jamaicans to cooperate with the police in the fight against crime, especially in identifying criminals in their communities. Mr. Holness says the effectiveness of the police is highly dependent on intelligence, noting that the intelligence gathering process requires support from the public.
We can only achieve it with a partnership. And your role in the partnership as good citizens is to provide us with the information. Nobody is invading Jamaica to commit crime. It's the people in our community. We know them. We see them. They are our children. They are our relatives. Our silence encourages them.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of 230 housing units as part of the Foreshore Estate development in Delacrepan, Southwest St. Andrew on Tuesday. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated the government's commitment to transform the public sector and improve the ease of doing business. Mr. Holness says eliminating red tape is vital to the process of rooting out corruption in the public sector and must be addressed if Jamaica is to meet its growth and development targets.
But bureaucracy in developing countries have taken on a perspective that their job is to stop things from happening because you are only getting paid to push paper and not getting paid for results, then results don't matter. The government is engaged in the transformation of the public sector to reduce bureaucracy. It is a highly political initiative, but we are committed to doing it because that is the only way that we're going to grow Jamaica.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony of Foreshore Estate Tuesday. Meanwhile, Mr. Holness also commended the National Housing Trust for transforming the process by which housing solutions are delivered to Jamaicans, noting that more citizens are benefiting from their contributions. The National Health Fund has officially launched its new Quick Prescript application geared at reducing wait times for persons to fill prescriptions at drugstore pharmacies. The Quick Prescript app is a free mobile application that allows patients to use their smartphones to upload prescriptions to an online platform, which will then notify them once the medication is ready for pickup. Noting that there have been over 500 downloads of the Quick Prescript app since it was made available to the public, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton commended the NHF on its continued efforts at reducing wait times in the public health service.
And we have embarked on a reduced waiting time theme in public health. We gave a mandate to the NHF, the board, and the management staff. And I am here to say that they are delivering. They are responsive and sensitive to satisfying their patients, their customers in the area of drug administration.
The Quick Prescript app is available for download in the Google Play Store and for Apple users through the App Store. And State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has expressed condolences to the family, colleagues and children in state care who have been affected by the sudden loss of 30-year-old Kimberly Risden. Ms. Risden, an employee of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, died in a motor vehicle crash on the Sevens Estate Main Road in Clarendon last Friday. Mr. Green describes Ms. Risden's passing as a tremendous blow to the country's child care services.
Very dedicated worker who worked a lot with Summerfield and St. Augustine, and especially the Summerfield home. In fact, she has been leading the charge when we recognized that there were some issues here to see how we could resolve those issues. And she passed away in a car accident, and we thought it important to come and just spend some time with the girls to let them know that they're not alone.
Minister Green was speaking while on a visit to the Summerfield childcare facility in Clarendon on Tuesday, where Ms. Risden was assigned. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.